Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show, every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at klav1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, and happy Wednesday. You're back to the Home Sweet Home Show, and I'm Leslie Lovell, sitting here with Linda Piana, my co-host. Hello.
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 Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How are you today? We are going to have some fun today. We found some really cool little articles that we want to share with you, but first let me tell you how to follow us on Facebook. /homesweethomeradio.com. While we're talking, almost everything we talk about, you'll see pictures of. So hit photos or the last post I made or whatever, and you'll see it. So it's Facebook/homesweethomeradio.com. And call-in numbers if you want to talk, if you want to have some coffee talk. It's 731-1230 locally in Las Vegas. And long distance, 866-820-5528. So we'd love to hear some opinions on some of the subjects we talk about. Anyway, the first thing we're going to talk about, Linda, I would like to know, this was a question they asked in InStyle magazine, April 2013.
All right.
Okay. You have to really think about this now.
Okay.
What makes you feel glamorous?
Okay. Let's see. The first thing I think of is, when I get dressed up, I have done my hair, I've done my nails, I put on my lipstick, and I'm all dressed up, and then I splash Coco by Chanel.
Oh.
And that makes me feel glamorous every single time.
Those scents are just fabu, right?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I can always smell you coming. And that's a good thing. I can smell you going, too. It's nice. I love that.
It's wonderful.
Scent. Isn't that gorgeous? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a young woman growing up, and they don't have this cologne anymore. I've looked everywhere for it, but it was Quadrille Balenciaga.
Really?
And I guess the design of Balenciaga, and it was called Quadrille. Mm-hmm. I have looked for it high and low, up and down, in and out. I just don't think they make it anymore. I think they're making other, flavors, I should say. Mm-hmm. But I found a few that I like, too.
What type of a scent is it? Does it
it's,
have more
it's
of
kinda,
a flowery?
It's pretty heavy. It's not a light, airy scent. It's like, and you know what? It's been so many years since I wore it. I know I'm losing what it smelled like, but I remember it was so wonderful, and I used to buy it all the time. So that was one of my favorites.
Go on a little scent finding mission sometime when you can. You can't do very many, or else you'll just lose your sense of smell. But
You mean to go from one to the other?
Yeah, and try some and see what's
close,
kind of close, because there are just some basic ingredients that all of them use.
That's true.
All of the perfumes, and for example, I've noticed. I was talking about this the other day. There are so many colognes for men that have a lime flavor.
That's
to
true.
Them.
Very limey.
And,
or musky, right?
Or a musky is a different one.
Right.
But two or three different ones. And then I think that all perfumes have different mixtures of flowers or whatever. But I don't know. I think this is a flowery scent.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they call the people that do this for a living? Test all these scents?
What?
And come up, a nose. Because
they call
a
nose.
Smell everything. Yeah. They must go insane with all these
that
scents
every
day.
That must be crazy.
It's kind of like a wine taster, but I like the wine tasting job better, don't you?
No. Yeah. Let's just taste wine.
I think we should taste wine. Heck with the perfume thing. Anyway, I was telling you that I found one that I really like recently, and it's Victoria Beckham a scent from Victoria Intimately.
What style?
It's
would you say?
More flowery.
Okay.
But it's not sickeningly flowery. You know, some of those can be really, ooh, I'm in a garden of flowers and it's way too much.
Right.
But I like that one. And I wear Romance by Ralph Lauren because
okay.
I've been wearing that for years. And okay. it just smells so great. And every time you put it on, people say something to you.
It smells fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a great scent.
I like
scent.
That.
And I like it in the men's form also, the Romance. But I love when a man smells good. When I don't mean when they douse themselves in cologne, but you know when they pass you, you just go, oh, that was nice. You know, like it's sad when they forget to use it because when you go out to a nice place, it's nice to have that mm-hmm. scent.
Yeah, you never want to overwhelm mm-hmm. anyone with your
yeah,
cologne or perfume,
much.
But it's
yeah.
so nice to just
have
get a tiny little whiff.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And women's sense of smell, I think, is very much
intense,
more than men have.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I wonder if that's true. We should check that out.
I think that's true.
Research it.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll research.
Yeah, so glamorous. I agree that a scent is mm-hmm. totally glamorous. Mm-hmm. I think putting high heels on for me is glamorous because
yeah.
I don't wear them that much. And when I put on a really pretty pair of shoes because I don't have to walk very far, it's just for dinner or something like that. That really kind of dresses you up because you're in a pretty dress or a nice, gorgeous pair of slacks and a top. And then you add that 3 or 4 inch heel to it, and it's like, pow.
I know. That must be my second choice
yeah.
of how
it's
to feel glamorous.
Shoes because, yeah, because you want to, you know, you just feel differently when you wear pretty shoes. I mean, when you cross your legs look really beautiful. And mm-hmm. there's nothing prettier than a woman in a gorgeous shoe.
I know.
I mean, it's and the right length skirt. When they're too short, it just doesn't look good. But, you know, above the knee is fine as long as it's not too, too short because then you look like you're all legs and it looks like you left your skirt at home. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that doesn't
right.
look too good.
And also what can make you feel really, really good is how your clothes fit.
Yes.
Doesn't it make a difference?
Yes.
On how if you're wearing blue jeans or any kind of pants
yeah.
and they feel differently depending on the cut.
That could be for men too, you know.
That's true.
When they're in the wrong suit jacket and it looks like their dad's jacket, it's like,
well, it's got to fit right, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go get the right tailoring fit for your body, you mm-hmm. know? And, you know, I noticed every time I shop with a man that needs a suit or a jacket or whatever, the European cuts are always so much smaller than the American male is made. You know, like the Hugo Boss is a
yes.
beautiful line.
Yes.
But they're cut so tight in the waist, and most American men are much more broad than that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put these suits on, they always look like they're too small, even in their size or a size bigger, because the European cut is tinier than the American cut, which is...
Does it mean that European men are smaller or
thinner? Well, they must be, because the European designers cut them that way. And it seems like the American guys, you know, they're wider shoulders and, you know, broader built. I guess, who knows how many influences are in our country. But, you know, if you're a pure Italian or a pure Spaniard or a pure French person, you know, when you have, you know, just Italian from both sides or French from both sides, usually they're built a little smaller than, you know,
okay.
not all, but, you know, a little smaller than, and the women, I think, are too, a little bit smaller. We American girls, I mean, most of us, you're itty-bitty, but I think a lot of American girls are, you know, broader than we mm-hmm. used to be. When I look at pictures of my grandma and my mom, and I think, oh, my God, they were so little. You know, they look so small.
Well, one thing that makes a difference is that a lot of places in Europe, I mean, they of course, they have cars, but so many people walk and bicycle.
That's true.
And
very fit.
I don't know. When I was in Paris, I saw people who had no cars at all, and they would have to go first to the meat market, mm-hmm. next to the greengrocer,
right,
and then to the cheese shop.
Yeah,
I mean,
individual.
Yeah. So,
what a cool way to shop, though.
I know, what a cool way to shop.
That used to be the way we shopped in our country, but now everything's in one spot. That's kind of why, you know, liking Whole Foods is fun, because you get to go to the counter where all the cheese is. And
I
the
love
bakery,
Whole Foods.
You know?
Whole Foods is my favorite shop in the
they
whole world.
They have some cool stuff in there, I have to say. And I went to the new Sprouts a couple of times. I shopped in there. It was pretty good.
You know, it's just called Sprouts?
Yeah. It used to be, what was it called? Sunflower.
Oh, okay.
And now it's Sprouts.
Is it better?
I don't know if it's better. It's very similar. But I always go because I like organic meat. I like to buy that, you know, and some of those loose grains and nuts and stuff that you snack on, you know. So it's kind of a cool place to shop. I also saw this, which I have a picture of on Facebook, of all the different skirt styles you can do.
Oh.
And that was in InStyle magazine 2013. And they have just the cutest looking skirts. And one of my favorites is on here, which is the pencil skirt, which I wear a lot of.
I do too.
Yeah, it's slimming. And a lot of them are Lycra now. Or spandex, but, you know, you buy the right size. You don't try to fit yourself like a sausage skin. You do. That doesn't look good. But a lot of them are kind of stretchy, like stretch jeans. So they make them really, really comfortable.
I love that.
Which I like. But there's some real cute skirts if you go online and look. Seems to be that florals are
all over the place.
Yeah. This year again.
That's good. So. Well, you know, even a lot of women are afraid to wear a full skirt like this white one.
Like a circle skirt.
But if you get the right fit and you have the right top, it can really be attractive.
It's very cute.
With heels.
Yeah.
Very cute.
You have to dress it up, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a cool look.
Yeah.
I was just watching on TV, you know that designer Zoe something? The Zoe Project or whatever. She has a TV show on. She's a stylist for the stars. Anyway, she did a runway fashion show, and before her show, they showed Oscar de la Renta's new styles.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They were
what channel is that?
I think the E channel, but you could look for it.
For fashion.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, Oscar de la Renta, I got to say, he was there, and she and he had spoken after his, you know, fashions came out for the new season. The gowns were amazing.
What did he have in the way of casual?
I didn't even notice the casual.
Okay.
I was so focused on
the
gowns that were so stunning. Well, that was Jackie O's favorite designer, Jackie Onassis.
Oh, that's true.
And, well, she was Kennedy first, but she loved Oscar, and a lot of stars do. They really go to him for everything, but his gowns are, oh, my gosh. I mean, you can't beat him. I mean, the guy is a winner.
But we have no place to wear gowns. No place.
No, I know, unless you have a black tie thing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
Or we're going to the red carpet.
I know.
To the Oscars.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if I'll ever get there, but it's fun to watch, isn't it? And, I thought that was really interesting. We have a lot to talk about today. And do you have anything you want to talk about before we get on the next subject? Anything interesting
that you wanted
to mention? We can talk about something else. Okay.
I'll just look at the pictures and something will hit me.
Pictures.
Green, green, green.
Yeah.
I'm loving green.
I know. I found a picture that was kind of old, but I didn't care because I just like the picture.
I don't care.
It was from Better Homes and Gardens, December 2011, which is like ancient history now.
Oh, I see.
But they took four slip-covered chairs and put an ottoman in the center that's also slip-covered and gave this room this really countrified but stylish, hip feeling. And I copied it online for you guys on Facebook, so you can take a look. But everything is slip-covered, and they have a very shabby, chic look about them, which is still in fashion.
It's still in fashion.
It's not going anywhere. I know. It's just not going anywhere.
I know.
A lot of the showrooms in the World Market still show shabby, chic looks. And believe me when I tell you, it's out there. And people are slip-cover crazy.
I know.
They love them.
I don't even know why they call it shabby.
Because it's loose fitting, I think.
Oh.
You know, like some of it's very loose fitting on the furniture. It looks like a slipcover, but that's the whole point. They want you to, you know, they want you to have it look like a slipcover.
I love the white linen slipcovers. Now, I think it's overdoing it a little bit to put it on the ottoman also. Here.
Yeah, it's a little
much. That could be a different color, but I do love the way it looks.
Me too.
And it has kind of a gray-blue finish on the walls, which is so complimentary to everything
love
else,
that.
Which is ivory. So, look at it on Facebook. It's a great photo.
Yeah, and they have a Roman shade on the window, and then they put little side panels next to it. But I love those little cameo windows.
I do, too.
That is a natural feature of this room that they're in, which is so darling. And then they put little shelves underneath for plants and lamps. And
I have a decorating question for you. Looking at this photo, of course, it looks like real. They look like real windows. And they look very, very beautiful, beveled wood. Mm. But if you, are there such things as that you would, could hang on the wall and light up and make it look like that?
Well,
is that a decorating?
I'm sure it's something you could certainly build out and have a light behind a fake window.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you
fake
could
window.
Probably do it. But a lot of my clients I've advised to do like trompe l'oeil, you know, fool the eye, where you actually paint a window and then put a scene in it, like you're looking into a city or you're looking into a garden.
Oh,
we've done
a
that
real,
before.
A real window painted. That's a good idea.
And it's called trompe l'oeil, which means fool the eye in French. And uh-huh. It. Honestly, my dad had one in his house. Honestly, when you walk up to it, you go, oh my gosh, that looks like a real window. You can't tell if they're really done well. You really can't tell it's not real with the molding around it and everything. It looks fabulous. So there's a few different ways you can do it. But fun things to do, like, is to hang a piece of stained glass mm-hmm. somewhere mm-hmm. and light it from behind. Because,
oh, that's a good idea, too.
Yeah, because you can put it on those real, real thin they have these like metal hangers. They're around. You just have to look from mostly companies that sell like picture frames and hangers and all that stuff. Like maybe even an Aaron Brothers might have them. And they're kind of like really long rods, but they're thin. Even Pottery Barn might have those. Uh-huh. And then you could hang the stained glass. They usually come with, like, if you order them with a couple of loops on top, you could put those hooks through the loops and just let it free hang and then light it from behind. And that is very pretty. And you could do that in a big piece, a little piece. I mean, there's so many ways to do things. You know, it's just
that's
putting
a great
it together.
Idea. Use your imagination.
Yeah, use your imagination.
Oh, I have another question. Mm-hmm. You've been to Tivoli Village, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of those trees lit up in that fuchsia color?
Love it.
Oh, I love them.
Isn't that beautiful? It's so
festive. I want one of those.
I know. That pink at night mm-hmm. when the sun goes down.
So beautiful.
It's so striking against the sky, isn't it? It's really, really pretty. I love that.
I do, too.
I love lighting trees.
I would get a green one.
Yeah. You could do that. Why not?
Right.
Little twinkle lights are so cute. I used to have topiaries in front of my house, and I had white twinkle lights
oh.
on them. They didn't actually blink.
Oh,
but
that's right. I saw
light.
Them.
Yeah.
In the last house you were in.
So cute. And I used to light them at night, and everybody would say, oh, they're so cute. But they really look great. They do.
By the
night.
Way, your yeah. new home is absolutely stunning.
Thank
it's
you.
Amazing.
I should post the pictures, huh?
You
Facebook.
Should. Yeah. I took a few pictures last time I was there
okay.
Of all the girls. But I just wanted to go around and sit in different spots at your house. It was so
get
neat.
Get a different view, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
I love my house. Well, oh. you know, I love just enjoying it myself mm-hmm. because a lot of people do this beautiful decorating and then they really never get to sit there and enjoy the scenery. And I play with my dog in the nicest rooms because I live there. You know, Roseanne Barr said something on our show many years ago. She had company unexpectedly, and they came in, and she says, well, excuse the mess, but we live here.
Oh.
Well, really.
That's right.
Excuse the mess, but this is where I live. This yeah. is where I drink my coffee. This is where I put my feet up. This is where I read my book, you know.
Well, so. I didn't see a mess anywhere when
no,
I was there.
No, but I was having company. I was prepared.
That's good.
I was prepared. But thank you, Linda.
That was fun.
Thank you.
How many girls did we have that night?
Oh, 25 or so?
25, I think.
Yeah, that was for our Women's Networking Together Las mm-hmm. Vegas meeting, which we mm-hmm. did instead of in Gordon Biersch, we did it there. It was mm-hmm. a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know. All right, so we're going to take a little break. Hey, CL is going to take us out, but just want you to remember that you're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana, and we'll be right back after a little word from our sponsors.
Home Sweet Home.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com. 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hello, you're back at Home Sweet Home.
Hi, everybody.
And we want to talk, Leslie Lovell, Linda Piana, of course. We want to talk a little bit about the color smoke. And it's on our Facebook page. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Lynn.
Well, the photo on Facebook, Home Sweet Home Facebook, is a picture of a really beautiful and very modern-looking top in smoke, but I don't know, we were wondering why they call it smoke, because it doesn't look smoky, it looks a little bit more metallic.
Doesn't it?
It must be some kind of a blend of chiffon and something else, mm-hmm. that will really, you know, stand up and, you know,
crispy.
Yeah. Very crispy, that's true.
Yeah.
But it says, neutral know-how, combine these colors with smoke. As mysterious and mercurial as its namesake, this delicate hue, smoke, brings an ethereal touch to most any look when you mix it up with deep, bold jewelry, such as tones, mm-hmm. such as emerald or amethyst, or warm shades like maize. Mm-hmm. They have it with a color called goldenrod, very bright but very beautiful, and it looks like a crepe. That's with the top, but you can also wear it with eggplant, cinnamon, or pine.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a very beautiful color. I would wear it as, you know, I would wear it just as a dress.
It's from InStyle magazine, by the way, too. They have a lot of cool stuff in there. I love that magazine. Very, very hip. But, you know, that's an odd color, that goldenrod, isn't it? It's really odd. It's like a very strong yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep, strong yellow.
Right. It's not a bus yellow. It's it's goldenrod, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it with the green and the purple, I think, the best. With the gray. I don't know. I just like that combination. To me, like gold and silver.
Oh, that's true.
Fight.
Now that I'm looking at it.
You know, like you try to wear, I always try to wear all silver jewelry or all gold.
Oh, I do too.
When I wear jewelry.
I didn't notice that till you said.
Yeah, I kind of like, I
it's
don't know
almost
if
like
I love
gold
it or
and
not.
Silver.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I love it. But
okay.
It's cool. I mean, it's a cool look. Okay, so that, and then you wanted to say one little blurb about Willow Beach, right? Which is is it Nevada or?
No, it's in Arizona.
Arizona, right? But it's real close.
Well, Willow Beach, it's a really fun little trip for the day. You can take a picnic down. And I went recently, but I didn't take a picnic because I was going to go to Boulder City afterwards for lunch. But from Las Vegas, you travel on South I-515. Mm-hmm. It merges into the U.S. 93 South.
Yes.
You go through Henderson to Boulder City, and then once in Boulder City, you turn left onto the U.S. 93 truck route, and it says this is an old direction because it says across the Hoover Dam. Now, of course, we have the new bridge, and it's really so much fun to drive on that bridge.
I know.
So when you get down to Willow Beach Road, it's just 14 miles past where the Hoover Dam area
is. It's
not
too far.
Mm-hmm. And then you just follow the signs down for a four-mile drive down to the marina. It's very, very built up and very beautiful now.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't used to be.
No. I used to go 25, 30 years ago when it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked it out there on the Colorado River, actually.
Yes, it's on the Black Canyon region of the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm.
There are sheer cliffs of multicolored rocks. There are sandy beaches. You can swim, boat. There are tons of boats to rent. Really, really fun. Canoes.
Nice.
Kayaks. You can even camp there.
Wow.
There's a fish hatchery there.
It's fun, huh?
I took pictures of the wild, I guess they're wild geese. They're not domesticated geese. I took a lot of great photos of the geese. Maybe we could, when I was there.
They bite, you know.
Hmm?
They bite.
Well, they were way up in the air, so I didn't
good.
Mind. But it's just a nice little trip. And then, of course, Boulder City is just a blast to go in.
Yeah, it's always pretty up there.
Go have a snack and
drive
around.
Yeah, you feel
around.
Like you go back 30 years in time every time you go up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all those little cafes and, you know, it's so Mayberry RFD, isn't it?
I know it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Really is.
It's almost sometimes, I've walked around there in the evenings around the neighborhoods. It's almost too clean and idyllic in a way. It's like something
like
we're not
Rockwell.
Used to.
It's like, here it is back.
It's like Norman Rockwell. So it has a little bit of a fantasy feeling to me.
It does. It's very strange. The boutiques are cute, though. I got a couple of pieces of really cute art in the boutiques for my master bath.
Oh.
And I bought a beautiful red purse up there.
Oh.
And I thought the prices were pretty good. I mean, I wasn't, you know, ruffled by the prices. I thought the shop owners were very fair. And most of them are privately owned little shops. They're not chains or like we see down here with the big chains of stores.
Have you been to that one that's right around the corner from the Boulder Theater? It has old pieces of furniture and
it's cute.
Very, you know, what would you call it? Weathered.
Weathered.
They even have a bunch of old doors for sale.
I know, it's fun.
They're beautiful.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool place to go. I know. It's very
And
cool.
My friend, this is interesting. My friend in L.A. bought one once. And it was a very thin door and very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she had it made into a cabinet. And, you know,
the cabinet front?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Looks wonderful.
That is so cool.
Is that called shabby chic?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And what is that new one? Cottage eclectic? Or, you know, there's all different kinds of names for it now. You know what I've seen done, too, is an old window with the old French, you know, mullions in it. And they... Mm-hmm. they put it on its side and make a coffee table out of it.
Oh, I love that.
That's cute. I like that look. Why not?
You know what my coffee table is?
Uh-uh.
An old trunk.
There you go. That works. Why not? Trunk tables are great.
I love it.
I love them. And there's good storage, too. So if you need to put anything in there, papers that are important or something, nobody knows it's even in there.
Guess what I have in it?
I'm afraid.
You would be afraid. It's full of photos.
Oh, it's probably jam-packed. Huh?
It is, and it's my whole life in there.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's so funny? My sister and I had gone through some of my dad's things over the weekend since he had passed, and we found a picture of our grandfather, my father's father, that we didn't know existed when he was really young, like 18, 19 years old. And he was so cute.
Oh.
And it was so funny because it's my nephew's face, my sister's face. And I went, Kim, this is your son. And she goes, I know. It looks just like my son. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
And that would be his great uncle?
It would have been his great grandfather.
Oh, great grandfather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that great?
So it's direct line. But
that's
everyone
sweet.
Was tall. So Vic is over 6 feet. And all the men were tall, you know, over 6 feet. So that's where he gets it from, I guess, you know, which is cool. Anyway, there's a beautiful picture online with a pink ottoman, a black sofa, and fun throw pillows there, and a really nice wall treatment. I did say online I love the powerful punch of bright pink in the room, although the walls could have been a more rich gray to me instead of the lighter shade, but I really like the pink. You could do that with turquoise. You could do that with magenta. I mean, there's a lot of colors you could do that punch with. It doesn't have to be pink. So if you're a guy and you want a powerful color, you could use a bright green. You could use, you know,
a deep blue.
Well, like
everything else in the entire room is black and white and gray.
Mm-hmm.
So
any
you
color.
Use anything.
Yeah, even a bright yellow would be pretty.
I know.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Uh-huh.
So that's an easy room to, if you're in an apartment or a very small little townhouse and you don't have much room, that is a powerful punch for a little statement right there.
Oh, and if someone listening doesn't know what an ottoman is, just tell us.
Put
what
your
that
feet
is.
Up on it, like a little lower
a
than a chair, and it's like a, you know, like a, what did we used to call them years ago, footstools or hassocks or hassocks or
hassock. I hadn't heard
hassock.
That in a long time.
Yeah,
but this one is really big.
Yeah, it's a big one. They're great with trays because then you don't have to worry about a coffee table. You could put out coffee or a glass of wine, and you don't need. I always tell my clients that if you want to put your feet up most of the time, just throw an afghan over it so it doesn't get the marks from your feet, especially the velvet, you know, because that marks. But, you can use that so easily in an ottoman. And, and that has little wheelies on it, that ottoman.
Oh, how cute.
So you could roll that around. And if you need it in different places when you're entertaining, I just love that idea. It's very versatile. So there you go. That's a great look, and it's not expensive to do. You could find, like, prints anywhere in black and white and frame them all in black yourself. You don't even have to take them to a framer if you're a little bit handy.
That's
you
right.
could go buy some on sale at Aaron's. Sometimes they have that sale when you buy one, you get a second one for half off or a penny or...
Well, you know, I have such a collection of frames. I'm thinking about getting the right ones that I want to use and painting them all the same color.
That is very powerful.
I think it's going to look
very
good.
Very powerful.
Because now it's too busy with all these different types of frames that I have above my piano.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing.
Well, the what I like done in that, I've seen that done in turquoise.
Wow.
Where all the frames are turquoise on a gray wall. Oh, and turquoise floral throw pillows or stripes or whatever. It looked so fun and so striking, you know. So there's colors you could do that are just electric. And I don't mean like fluorescent. I just mean bright and cheerful.
To me, that's a Southwestern color. Always will be.
Well, anytime you look up at the sky, some of our sunsets, you know, in the west, if you pull colors out of that, it's almost everything. I mean, there's purple, there's pink, there's blue, there's turquoise, there's, you know,
That's
yellow,
true.
There's orange, there's red sometimes. I mean, There are so many colors in our skies at night. I have always taken pictures of our skies. I have a collection of them. I really should frame.
Uh-huh.
But I just now I just take them with my camera. I go, oh, look at that. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Or you're a camera nut like me.
Yeah, because I love to take pictures of scenery rather than people. Because I just love to, like, if there's a little bird somewhere that's just adorable, I can't, like, miss that little adorable bird, you know? I got a bird thing going on this year. I don't know what the heck that comes from. But it's very strange. Yeah.
Boy, there are some noisy birds in my trees.
Those big old crows. I was sitting on the patio of P.F. Chang's about a week and a half ago, and this big old black crow comes snooping around. I didn't even have any food yet. I said, hey, get lost. He was really mean looking, too. He looked like the blackbirds that flew out of the pie. Remember that? That fairy tale.
Oh, that's mockingbird, I think.
Yeah, oh, mockingbird. Well, he looked like that. He was like big, and he
with
had this huge
a long
wingspan.
Tail.
Yeah. He looked like a really big bird. He scared me a little bit. He was really big. I don't mind when the little sparrows come around because, you know, they look harmless, but those big ones, like, uh-oh. You know, he might come on your table and just fly away with your spring roll. You got to order
real
it.
Real nice.
And that's not right.
That is so wrong.
Especially if you already put the sauce on it. It's so wrong. Once they start drinking my wine, I'm getting a broom. I don't care.
Right.
It's over for them. I'm telling you. It's too much. But anyway, I love P.F. Chang's happy hour.
Okay.
Love it. Yesterday I was there with my friend Alicia. It was her birthday.
Oh,
sorry, I missed your birthday this year, Linda. I'll make up for it next year because of what I had going on. But
I know.
But Alicia turned 29, I think, again, and she I really don't know how
good
old she
her.
Is, but she looks great. Anyway, we went to Chang's for happy hour, and they have this 88 martini that is amazing. I think it's like a lemon drop thing.
Oh.
But I had never tried one until my birthday last year, and I thought, give it a roll. It's good.
Why is it called 88?
I don't know.
Because, you know, there are 88 keys on the piano.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody sings after they had two of them? I don't know. That could be it. I don't know.
I heard a very funny song called My Piano Must Be Drunk.
Oh, that's cute. Who wrote that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, we should play that.
I know.
That's adorable. I got to get my piano tuned. I'm going to, because for this
Oh,
party,
call in if you have a good piano tuner for Leslie.
I need, or email me or something on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So the other thing I wanted to say is on June 1st at 1 o'clock, which is a Saturday, I'm having a fashion show at my house.
Oh, that's right.
For Jockey Clothing, and it's going to be hot. The last one I had 35 women come. I invited 40, 35 showed up, which was really great.
Good.
So,
well, she has some really nice things.
I love her stuff. Really casual and comfortable, and there's skirts, there's, you know, you think it's just like sportswear. It's not just sportswear, which is deceiving because you hear Jockey, you go, oh, it's got to be undergarments and sportswear, but it's really not that. So it's going to be fun. We're going to have music. Because my piano plays itself, no one has to work. But we're going to have food and, I don't know, a special champagne punch that I'm going to whip up. I'm looking for good recipes. So that's another thing. If you have a good recipe for champagne punch and you want to send it to Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com, I would love to have a good one. And, you know, most of them they make with the sherbet. I don't know if I want that. I made that once. It was good. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, sherbet's like an old ice. To me, it's like an old-fashioned ice cream. Like, now they have other things other than sherbet, you know, that we don't.
You mean with champagne?
Yeah. They mixed it with. My aunt gave it to me from back east. We don't say aunt. We say aunt in Italian. So, anyway. But she gave it to me many, many, many years ago. And I found it in, like, an old recipe book. And I hadn't found one better. So I said, oh, the heck with it. I'll just make this one. And it really turned out cool, except that I'm not an orange sherbet lover.
No. And now they make mimosas with orange juice.
I know.
Really?
I know.
What I would do is I would just open the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, right? I know.
Like,
well,
that.
We could probably do it two ways. But, you know, I thought it would be fun to have something colorful, you know, for the party. And we're doing it for Baby's Bounty, by the way. So everyone has to bring something for a 0 to 3 month old baby.
Oh, okay.
So it could be onesies, it could be box of infant diapers, which are desperately needed. Bottles, pacifiers, everything plastic, of course, because glass breaks. But, you know, anything little babies would want. So a need.
And Baby's Bounty, again, is?
Babiesbounty.org is an organization that helps indigent mothers with their newborns that can't afford to take them home. And what they do is they pack these big diaper bags filled with all the necessities that a new mom would need for her newborn. And they serve a lot of preemies, and it's really sad. So anyway, please help with that, and you can check me on Facebook, and I'll give you more details on it. Hey, Sal, take us out a minute for a few more commercials, and we'll be right back with Home Sweet Home. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
I'm ready. We're back at the show, Home Sweet Home. We're just looking at a really racy little article here. It says, I like this. What would you do? An acquaintance arrives at a party with a much younger man you assume is her college-aged son. Ooh, baby. Hi, I'm a friend of your mom's. Except it's her boyfriend. Oops. So what does it say? Well, here's three different opinions from these ladies. And this is from Good Housekeeping. Oh, a little racy for Good Housekeeping.
I know.
March 2013.
That's funny. They said, let's spice this up.
Yeah, come on, girls. Let's get with it. It's getting more like Cosmopolitan. Okay, it says, congratulate him and get them each a drink.
And have a drink yourself.
Really? That's funny. High fiver. You can't undo the flub anyway. And then the third says, apologize and give him a long look. Then glance back at her and nod approvingly. Oh, I don't like that. Get him a drink.
Well, wait a minute.
Who cares?
Did it say, what if they show up and you say, is this your son?
I'm a friend of your mom's. Introducing
us. The host says that. I'm a friend of your mom.
To the lay boyfriend.
That's funny. Well, I don't know. Some women like younger men.
I do.
You do? Yeah, that's right.
I do. I have the proof, too. So,
yeah, your fiance is younger. Now, I guess there are quite a few celebrities that are really gorgeous women who have
much younger.
Joan Collins,
one example. She's had a younger man in her life for years, and she's 80 something, I think, or late 70s. Oh, if I said 80,
she must
probably call me and kill me. But I think she's in her, late 70s.
Anyway, older than
that. She's beautiful. She still looks beautiful.
What is her name? J-Lo?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
She's
got a young one now.
She has a very young boyfriend. He's just 20-something, and she's how old, 40-something?
I don't know, but older than him by quite a few years.
Yeah, well,
That's okay.
It doesn't faze me because I see all kinds of combinations of every age, every culture together. And, you know, it's just like that's what our world is now.
It's common. I mean, you used to look at it and go, wow. And then you go, ugh, whatever. You know,
yeah,
you
whatever.
See it so much. It doesn't even faze you anymore.
You have to find someone who is compatible with you, who you are inside.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just
timeless,
like
I guess. We're timeless. Ageless.
Did you hear about the new documentary called Seeking Asian Woman? That's an interesting thing because the filmmaker is an Asian woman, and she wanted to explore that that type of relationship of an Asian woman and a Caucasian.
That's been
male.
Going on a long time, too, though, from
yeah,
wars
that's been
and
very, very long time.
Vietnam and Korea. And
exactly.
I mean, it's very common.
But anyway, the funny thing is that when she started making it, she had been in touch with this guy who was trying to, all he wanted to do, he had this idea, he wanted to find a Chinese woman, and he finally found one, and he brought her over from China, and they actually got married. But then they started having problems because, you know, they weren't used to each other's culture and all that. And the filmmaker got so into their relationship, she became their translator and their marriage counselor.
Oh, my gosh.
And she never planned to be in the film, but that's what the film is about now.
That is crazy.
It's very funny.
That's got to be good.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
It's interesting anyway, right? It's something you wouldn't expect. Anyway, there's two on our Facebook/Home Sweet Home Radio page. There are two decorations for your Easter table that you can do that are so incredibly simple that I think probably a kid could do them. There's one with beautiful Lily of the Valley, and they can be fake if you can't find the real ones. But if you go over to Hobby Lobby or Michael's, you can probably find the ones that look very natural. It's got just a plain old white stone little jug or vase, a little bit of thorns or branches around it.
Oh, it's
too
beautiful.
Cute.
It almost looks like it reminds you of a bird's nest.
Isn't it adorable? Mm-hmm, and then there's a little bird and a little egg next to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't be more simple, but it's just so cute. And then there was another picture of a glass bell jar that you'll see online. And inside it, they did like a little plant and some eggs and some moss in a little round terracotta like plate for underneath your plant, and it's just so cute. So those bell jars, they have those at Pottery Barn, and you can pick them up in all different sizes. And that little terracotta plate for under your plant, they have in any plant store, even in Home Depot plant department.
Oh, that's right.
The outdoor plant department. The moss you can get at Michael's or Hobby Lobby. And the eggs you can color yourself. I mean, that's so simple. All the coloring kits are out there. And that little fern plant, I mean, how easy is that? You could take any nice plant you have in your house and use it, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so there's another great idea for your table. And along the table, like, if you do either one of these, you could add a few more birds and a few more eggs and, you know, kind of make a runner type of a look on your table. And then add some funky candles, like maybe, you know, shabby chic candles that are kind of have the white paint scraped off, and big ones with, you know, big round pillars in them. And there you've got an Easter table, and you can use any color napkins with this because your eggs are different colors. So you could use
multicolored. Yeah, that would be great.
You could use multi-napkins, like one yellow, one pink, one blue, one, you know.
I love it.
Isn't that fun? Uh-huh. So tables are not, you know, if you just use your imagination a little, you could find things around your house that always will work on your table. Just move them around a little bit and have some fun with it, and don't be so serious about your table. You know, I like when things are mismatched a little bit, because it just gives you a feeling of hominess. It doesn't have to be so perfect.
It does.
Right?
It does.
I mean, you can get a really, I got to tell you, a bargain I found. I was looking at these beautiful green crystal wine glasses at Pier 1 for the longest, and they were $7 each, and I thought, nah, I need too many, and it's going to cost me like $60 to get, you know, this many. So I kept watching them and watching them and watching them. Well, they finally got down to $2.89 a glass, and I had a 15% discount for designer discount.
Oh, good.
Girl, I picked those things up for
how many?
I bought 8 of them, and I'm telling you what, I got a deal. Because $20-something was a whole lot better than $60-something, you know, with the tax and everything. So I was really thrilled.
I haven't been to Pier 1 for a while.
They're great.
But whenever I go, the first place I go is to the sale
table. Yeah, me too. A lot of cool stuff for birthday gifts, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I found beautiful napkins. I have this habit. I have to have I will never use paper napkins. I always have to have cloth napkins. It's
no wire hangers either, right?
No wire hangers.
But no,
I love you, Mommy dearest.
No paper napkins. No, or paper plates. Oh my gosh, people hate that. You know, because I think when you serve people paper plates and paper napkins, it makes them feel like they're just nobody special at your house. I don't know. I'm a real pain about that. I always, 90% of the time I serve cloth napkins if I can.
Yeah.
If there's not too many people. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I always get at least the chinette if I'm having a barbecue. You know, at least the sturdy ones.
Well, no, that's practical. Oh, paper plates are just too practical.
Yeah.
For a barbecue, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, I don't mind doing it outside, but inside I like my guests to feel special. I like to get pretty plates and, you know, make them feel like they're having an occasion as opposed to just, you know, throwing some food on a white paper plate.
And I don't like plastic.
Oh, I know.
Forks.
You have to have a lot of forks and spoons, though, to get the real ones.
I know.
You have to have sets of those, you know, because they go fast. People use them like once, throw it in the sink or, you know, and then they take another one and another one. So by the end of the night, one person might have had 3 forks that they use for dessert and 2 for dinner. And so
well, you're just
going
to have
really
to start screening your guests.
I know. And much neater people.
Bring your own fork.
Forks necessary.
Bring your own fork.
You can dress the way you want, but
bring
your fork.
B-Y-O-F.
Yeah. That could mean a lot of things, Linda. I don't know if we should go there. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up because we just talked our little butts off today, and we always do. We always don't cover everything.
What did we talk about?
Care. I don't know. Who cares? We're just having fun.
I know.
Anyway, we're so glad you joined us, and welcome to the Home Sweet Home Show as usual, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday between 2 and 3. Have a great week. And we'll see you soon.
Ciao.